Welcome back to the Feeling of Jazz here on the Lakeshore 89.1 FM. We're here every Sunday night for approximately 2 hours of fine modern mainstream jazz. We hope you stick around for the two-hour session. We'll take some a little break for 5 minutes at the top of the hour, and we'll be back with the second hour. Tonight our featured artist is the Art Pepper Hollywood All-Star Sessions on Atlas Records. Of course, Art Pepper was a renowned and famous modern alto sax player, and he was under exclusive contract for Galaxy Records in the 80s, and so no records could be put out under his name as a leader. But there was a Japanese company called Atlas that wanted to record Art Pepper badly and distribute their records in Japan, and so they set up these sessions. Art Pepper would pick out all of the artists, and he would pick out all the tunes, and he would be the leader, but none of them were issued under his name. And they were issued in Japan under names of other various artists that played various tracks that I'm going to play for you tonight. We're going to open up with Cole Porter's composition, Begin to Begin, and with Art Pepper, of course, on alto sax, and also featuring Bill Watrous on trombone. So let's listen to Begin to Begin.
Thank you.
It's our featured artist of the week, saxophonist Art Pepper, joined by trombonist Bill Watrous on a Japanese Atlas label, doing Cole Porter's Begin to Begin. Now we're going to turn to pianist Kenny Drew from his Blue Note album Undercurrent, and this little thing written by Kenny called Groovin' the Blues, and along with him is one of Indianapolis's finest, Freddie Hubbard on trumpet, Hank Mobley on tenor sax, Jim Jones on bass, Louis Hayes on drums. Groovin' the Blues.
Thank you.
Nice Easy Blues, written by pianist Kenny Drew from his album Undercurrent. And on that front line, you heard Hank Mobley on tenor sax and Freddie Hubbard on trumpet. We're going to return to our featured artist, Art Pepper, from his Hollywood Sessions on the Atlas Records that were released only in Japan. They were, as I stated at the outset of the show, they weren't released under his name because he was under exclusive contract to Galaxy Records, and so he couldn't release these under his own name. We're going to do something now written by Art Pepper called Angel Wings, and in the front line with Pepper is a fine trumpet man, Jack Sheldon. Uptempo Swinger, written by our featured artist tonight, Art Pepper, who's on alto sax on that track, ably accompanied by the fine trumpet work of Jack Sheldon. I'm going to turn now to something out of the Harold Arlen songbook, and this is by one of my favorite piano players, Red Garland, accompanied by Sam Jones on bass and Arthur Taylor on drums. This is his version of the Arlen Mercer song, Blues in the Night.
Thank you.
That's a fine, laid-back rendition of a Harold Arlen, Johnny Mercer composition, Blues in the Night, done by pianist Red Garland, backed up by Sam Jones on bass, Arthur Taylor on drums, from Red's album Soul Burnin', released on the Prestige label. I'm going to go back to our highlight artist of the week, the work done by Art Pepper in the around circa 1980 in Hollywood, with various all-star aggregations on a Japanese Galaxy label. It was the recordings, as I stated previously, were only released on the Atlas Records in Japan under the names of artists other than Art Pepper because of his exclusive recording contract with Galaxy. Here's they dip into the old Count Basie book, and it's Art Pepper on alto sax, Jack Sheldon on trumpet doing Broadway. We'll be right back. composition right out of the Count Basie book, picked up on by Art Pecker and on alto sax from his Hollywood All-Star Sessions, cut back in around 1980 for the Japanese Atlas label, who released only in Japan at that time. And now we'll do something by one of Evanston, Illinois' finest, pianist Junior Mance. A little composition written by Junior that's a nice little swinger called Letter from Home, backed up by Larry Gales on bass, Ben Riley on drums. This is recorded live at the Village Vanguard in New York City, a prominent jazz venue, and it was originally released on the Jazzland label, appropriately called the Junior Mance Trio at Village Vanguard. Let's listen to Letter from Home. live at the Village Vanguard. That's Junior Mance on piano, Larry Gates on bass, Ben Riley on drums doing a little thing by written by the piano player Junior Mance, A Letter from Home. We're going to return now to the Art Pepper Hollywood All-Star Sessions released on the Japanese label The Atlas Records back in the 80s. And this is a little thing that was written by Art Pepper called Minority, and includes in the front line Jack Sheldon on trumpet. Minority.
Thank you.
Minority, written by the alto sax man that you heard on that particular track, Art Pepper, along with Jack Sheldon on trumpet from Art Pepper's Hollywood Galaxy sessions, or Atlas sessions rather, that were released only in Japan at that particular time because Art was under exclusive contract with Galaxy Records at that time, and so he was precluded from recording any albums under his own name, although he could record as a sideman, and the albums could be released under the names of some of the other artists that are on the record. Well, you've been listening to The Feeling of Jazz for a better part of the first hour, and I hope you enjoyed the sounds. We're going to take a break for the news at the top of the hour for 5-6 minutes. We'll be back with the second hour of The Feeling of Jazz. We're going to close it out with another Art Pepper Atlas Hollywood session recording, where he's joined by another great alto sax player, Sonny Stitt, fine piano player, Russ Freeman. This is a little thing appropriately called Atlas Blues.